What is going on? And welcome to the Real and Raw Show. I am your host, John Marone. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you haven't done so already, please take a second to like, subscribe, and write a review. This show is based around everything real life, real estate, and real tools for real change. So if you're ready to go ahead and have some real change in your life, get your pen and paper, and let's get real and raw. What is going on? Welcome back to another episode of the Real and Raw Show. Hopefully you guys are crushing it this week. We are almost done with the first month of 2024. Maybe you listen to this and the first month's over already, but we are here and we are in month two of 2024. What does that mean? That means that we have only 11 months left of the year. But really, what I want to jam on today is something that we talked about in my coaching group, and that is focus. I'm curious, like wherever you're listening to this right now, it's in your car, you're at your desk, you're at the gym, you're taking a walk. If you have trouble focusing until the job is complete, raise your hand. Raise your hand. Go ahead. I know people are probably looking at you right now. It's cool. All right. So just wanted to make sure that if you are someone that struggles with focus at a high level, that you stay on this show, because we're going to talk about some reasons why you're not staying focused and the reality of what focus truly is. Because we just raised our hand and say we have a focus problem. And here's your first aha. Having a focus problem is not real. Because focus is not the thing that you have the problem with. Okay? Well, what the hell do you mean, John? You just said you have a focus problem. I said yes, right? So having a focus problem is not real, because focusing, let me back this up. Focus problems, right, are symptoms. So having a focusing problem is not real, because not being able to focus is a symptom. The cause is something different. There's something else that's causing you not to focus. So you continue to try to overcome this focus problem, but in reality, you're trying to overcome the wrong thing, right? You're taking the tree that's dying and you're ripping out the top of it, not realizing, man, there is such a deeper root to this. It's only going to grow back with more problems. So if you're trying to fix your focus problem by focusing on your focus and coming up with strategies for that, that is the wrong way to do that, because a focus problem is nothing but a symptom to a deeper cause. So let's focus on overcoming the cause, so the symptom, aka the focus, is not there anymore. I almost had said focus 5,000 times in this first 2 minutes of this podcast, right? But here's the reality, guys. Focusing is not a problem. That is a symptom to something that is deeper. There is a cause why you can't focus. So let's go ahead and attack the cause, which will then, right, inherently take away your focus problem. It'll give you better focus. So why aren't you focusing? What's the real cause? Well, number one is that sometimes the stuff we put into our bodies actually stops us from focusing. Remember, what you put in your belly, right, affects your brain. What you put in your belly affects your brain. So maybe you're having foods that are super processed, foods that have a ton of additives in it, heavy carbs, tons of dyes, right? You're eating all and drinking all these things that are affecting your brain. Maybe you're not doing it that day, but maybe it's the day before, right? So you don't maybe have a focus problem. You might have what you're putting into your belly is affecting your brain problem. Additives. Processed food, sugars, right? The heavy carbs. Multiple things are happening here. You're giving your belly something it cannot process. So it's burning more energy trying to break it down. Therefore, you're feeling more burnt out because your body is trying to process something that is hard to process. Or you're putting something into your body that is affecting your chemical neurons that is stopping you from being able to stay focused, right? So whatever it is that is you're putting into your body, right? Put into your belly that's affecting your brain. We need to stop that now. So that's number one. you are sitting here and you're not putting the right things into your belly. That's affecting your brain. That's why you cannot focus. And by the way, when I say that, I mean what you eat and what you drink. Okay. Number two is your sleep patterns are stopping you from focusing. But sleep patterns also come because that's a symptom. There's a cause to it. So sleep patterns aren't the true reason why, right? It's leading up to your sleep on why you're having broken sleep most of the time. So it's what you're doing before you go to sleep that is breaking your sleep pattern that then affects you the next day from focusing. So before you go to sleep, are you watching a ton of TV? Are you watching drama TV? Are you on your phone nonstop? Are you eating heavily? Right? When you're resting, you should be resting. But I'm sorry, if you are eating at 9 o'clock at night and you're going to sleep at 10, your body is still trying to process that food. Therefore, it's burning energy when you should be conserving your energy for the morning. Right? If you're on your phone all night and you just try to roll over and go to sleep, what happens? Right? Your brain is on overdrive because it's still playing out scenarios from what it saw. Drama TV, same exact situation. You're watching these drama TV shows. And these drama TV shows are bringing you basically into this show or into this movie. And then you try to go to sleep, not realizing your brain is still trying to play out these scenarios. So it plays out these scenarios. Your body should be relaxing. Your brain should be relaxing. But instead, it's on overdrive. You wake up, you're groggy, you have less energy, aka you can't focus. So another reason why you might not be able to focus is what you do before you sleep is affecting your sleep patterns. You're waking up groggy with less energy and it's hard to focus. Number three is going to be your environment, right? So I'm not gonna lie to you guys right now. My environment's not conducive to doing a lot of shows, a lot of podcasts. We are going to change that, right? It takes me a little bit of time to set it up and get it all ready. And so we are going to change that. So I lower the friction point, right? Lower the barrier of entry to start recording more podcasts with a lot more ease, right? So what's your environment look like? First, realize, are you not making calls, right? When you know you should be making calls and your environment is cluttered, there's all these things around you, right? Like right now I got boxes in here. We had a freeze the other day. We got rain coming in. So we have this playground we're putting together outside, but it's sitting in my office right now. I sure as hell not going to have a good time making calls in this cluttered, claustrophobic room, right? So what does your room look like where you're making dials? Or maybe you try to get creative and create content, but you're not in a creative space to do it. There's nothing in your office or in the room that you're trying to create content that creates creativity. So maybe you're not able to focus because your environment isn't conducive to what you need to be focusing on. It's cluttered. It's disorganized. It's not a feeling that's going to help you be creative or have high energy. So that could be it. It could be simply your environment that is stopping you from being focused because it's cluttered, because it's disorganized, because it's not a space that you could feel creative in. Those are just some reasons why your environment is stopping you from staying focused on whatever it is you need to stay focused on. Remember, write this down. Environment is everything. Environment is everything. Okay. Number three, so first we had what? We had what we eat and what we drink. Number two is we have how we sleep, right? So what we do before we sleep, okay? Number three, and this one is crucial because to me, it's one of the bigger ones, right? It is the story that we tell the task. It's the story we tell the task. So it's not necessarily that you have focus problems. It's that you are telling a shitty story to the thing that you need to do. So you don't have focus problems. You have a bad storytelling to the task that you need to stay focused on problem. So you need to change your narrative, right? And change your story to change your success, to change your action, to change your focus. So write down right now, what are you having trouble focusing in on? Making dials, creating content, right? Whatever it is, what are you having trouble with staying focused on? Then I want you to write down, what's the story that you're truly giving it? Maybe it's not a priority, right? That you could go ahead and something else is more important, that you could do it later. There's a story that we give everything. You are creating stories all day, every day. You are creating stories every single hour, if not every 30 minutes, if not every minute of the day about the things that you are seeing. That is what the brain does. It creates these stories. And if you're not conscious enough with it, your brain is probably feeding you a story that is not conducive to staying focused and taking the action. So stop trying to fix the focus problem and fix the storytelling to the thing that's in front of you that you're having trouble focusing in on. So again, that story, maybe it's not important. That story might be that it's not as a high priority as this or that. It may be that you could do it another day. It may be something. I don't know what it is, but there is a story that you are telling to the thing that you're not staying focused on and that you're probably procrastinating on. So change your story, change your success, right? So be intentional with that. Now, there's other reasons why our focus obviously leaves us. I'm not going to go into every single reason. I want to hit you with those three. What are you putting into your belly that's affecting your brain, right? That's number one. Number two is, what are you doing before you go to sleep that's affecting your sleep patterns, that's stopping you from waking up with high energy, needing to go after it for the day? Number three, what story are you telling? What story are you telling to the thing that you're not staying focused on? And I bring this show to you guys with this episode because focus is something that we must go after this year. We got to stop getting distracted, right? Stop avoiding. And that's another piece to it. You know, is a lot of us are avoiding the things that we need to stay focused on because we are scared of the outcome. So are you somebody that's avoiding the thing that you know you need to be focused on because you're scared of the outcome? Right? Man, I don't make my dial. So you avoid it. And you do something else because you're scared of what the outcome is, scared of rejection, scared of failure, scared of success, all these different things. But when you could peel back the layers, and I can give you a moment of just clarity and give you a little bit of peace here to let you know that stop trying to fix your focus problem because that is just a symptom of the cause. And the cause could be what you're eating and what you're drinking is not allowing your brain to function at a high level. Could be your sleep patterns and what you do before you sleep are stopping you from waking up and being able to engage at a high level of focus. Or it could be the story that you're telling yourself about the thing you need to stay focused on that is stopping you. Start putting better things into your belly so it affects your brain a different way. Start changing up what you do before you go to sleep so you can sleep better and wake up with more energy. It start changing the story to the things that are in front of you that's stopping you from taking the action and staying focused. And you'll find yourself fixing your focus problem because you're truly getting to the cause. I also have a suggestion for everybody. If you want more stuff like this, you want more, how do I go ahead and overcome certain issues? How do I become a high level real estate agent and amplify my sales, amplify my phone skills? How do I make sure that I'm creating consistent content that I feel good about, or how to create structure in my day and in my week to make sure I'm extremely effective and I'm working on productivity versus busyness? Or maybe you just need some self-mastery tools. Join us in our real estate mastery coaching. You know, we talk about it on here, about what we do for our clients. Stop sitting on the damn sidelines. 2024 can be a whole new level for you. Income, quality of life, clarity, experience. And we offer our coaching at the most inexpensive level that you can get it on. That includes one-on-one coaching and group coaching and tons of documents and resources. Like, there is no other coaching company out there that does what we do at the level that we do it at, the cost or the investment that we do it at. So if you truly want to go ahead and take advantage of 2024, get yourself a coaching company that gives you detailed, proven to work action items for sales, social, structure, and self-mastery, and have one-on-one attention when needed. That is us at Real Estate Mastery Coaching. Two ways. One, slide into the DMs and reach out to me and just say the word coaching on Facebook or on Instagram. I'll send you the link. I'll have you fill an application out. And then you can either just sign right up or we could jump on a call. Okay. If you jump on a call, you need to fill an application out. If you want to go ahead and just sign right up, no application needed, get in there. Or number two, you can go ahead and just go right there right now. And it's Go Real Estate Mastery Coaching, right? .com/mastery coaching. So www.gorealestatemasterycoaching.com/mastery coaching. And you'll see that we are doing this for an insanely inexpensive amount. And the reality of it is we only have to show you how to close for most markets half of a deal to be in the green. So the return on investment is absolutely insane. How quick and easy it happens. Usually happens in the first 45 to 60 days. But making sure that we get you on our one-on-one call with me personally. So it's a one-on-one call with me. We break your business down. We give you a plan, and then we help you stay committed to it. And then we meet every single week to go ahead and make sure that you stay committed with that. We have you in a group setting. We have all the documents and resources you need, plus amazing guest coaches. Like we just had on the Go for No author, which is Andrea Waltz. She was on. We've had Trent Shelton. We've had Eric Thomas. We'll bring on another tax specialist probably in the next couple of weeks here to get everybody prepared for that. So it's endless, the amount of things that you get. And for literally less than half a transaction, you can get into our coaching. It's a no-brainer. Stop sitting on the sidelines. Go sign up right now. You will not be disappointed. All right, guys. Hopefully you took a lot from today's episode. Hopefully I'll start seeing you on our calls and we can start getting on our first one-on-one calls. Let's make 2024 one to remember. Let's make it powerful and let's not forget. Don't wait for the door of opportunity to open. Go kick that damn door down and take what is yours. Till next week, guys.